Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Yesterday we told you the story, a heroic story really, of emergency services who saved a pregnant woman from a home in La Mercy, which was being destroyed by the mudslides, which we get from time to time during the rain, but you don't expect it to be, you know, like happen right in front of you and in your community and in your neighborhood. We have Matthew Cooper with us right now. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, John.
Thank you for taking time with us. Are you okay right now? You're right for us to talk to you right now.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, good. Now, so this mudslide engulfing your home and your family, where were you when you heard that that your house was being destroyed by a mudslide?
I was actually at work. Yeah. I left home at about 5:15 in the morning. Mm. It was raining quite heavily, but mud or water coming in at that time.
Matthew, I just want to clarify something here. So we're seeing here online that some people are saying there were two pregnant women in the house, and we're thinking there was one. We've heard there was one. Can you just clarify that? And is everyone okay? Were there any other injuries?
Firstly, it was just my wife that was pregnant, mm-hmm. and she was with her mom in the premises.
All right, so two women in the house, one was pregnant. Okay, thank you for clearing that up.
So, Matthew, morning, this is Kerry. I think everyone's biggest fear is to come home and see that something's happened to their house. You just cannot predict it, you know, and not only the home, the place that, you know, you sleep at night, the place that holds all your belongings, not only has that been lost, but I'm sure there are some items that are very sentimental to you that have been lost as well. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that perhaps your family is dealing with now that you've lost?
Look, you are absolutely 100% right. You know, you can replace the stuff, but things were purchased on memories, you know, like an anniversary where you got, where this was gifted to you or a wedding, you know. And the things like that, you can easily go to the store and buy another one.
Yeah.
But it's the memories that came with those things.
Sure.
You know? And to let it go and to see it get destroyed is really heartbreaking. But all that said, just to know that, you know, your wife and your mother-in-law is at home. Mm. And they are in despair, they are in distress, and you know, they don't know where to turn.
Yeah.
And driving from work
to
get home, knowing that it's, I don't know, I don't understand it.
That's a man's worst fear, man, a nightmare. Yeah.
So, Matthew, where are you now? Is everyone safe? What's, where are you living, basically?
Okay, we have an apartment. My brother-in-law, he stays in Westbrook. Mm. So we all held up there for the moment. We're not sure going forward what's going to happen to the house. You know, the worrying factor here is that this happened a month ago. On the 9th of September, we had heavy rains, and that was the time the house one road above from us, their house partially got washed away. Mm. So when their house washed away, all that debris and sand, when the road collapsed, all washed into our premises, flooded our premises.
Sure.
The gates, the fencing, everything was destroyed. So from that 1 month till now, when it happened again, we've been actually staying in that mud and that ruined yard and stuff. And during the month, we had rain as well, where the house was flooded twice. And that wasn't with mud or landslide. It was just water that was gushing inside the house. So going forward, we don't know, because we did contact the insurance company.
Yeah.
The house is insured with. They're still doing what they need to do, investigating and stuff. And it's been a month, and they haven't taken any action or haven't, you know, any solid corrective measures. You know, and even with the municipality, the first time this happened, they all realized what was the initial cause. I mean, you had engineers, you had site contractors. All of these guys, they were there the first time it happened a month ago. And they realized at that time, you know, what was actually causing this to happen. And it's only sad that everyone knowing the problem, a month later, you know, if I may say, nothing productive came out of it.
Yeah. Matthew, thank you so much for talking to us. It's weird. I drive past the Le Mercier off ramp every single day. I never thought to myself a mudslide would destroy, houses that are here. We're going to stay in touch with Matthew, follow the story and see, you know, if how things are going, with him and his family. Yeah. And obviously, if there's anything we can do to help out, of course, we will.
Darren, Carrie and Sky.